All right. Anybody know what movie that is? All right. Anybody enjoy Ghostbusters besides me? All right. That was always a good show. Several weeks ago, I began this series. I'm just glad you're here. We're having a great time looking at ghosts. And I've shared with you that I don't believe in ghosts. And I was, it's amazing to me. I just kind of channel surf and just look to see what shows are on. And there are ghost hunters all over the TV. I mean, I got this cable network stuff and there's hundreds of shows on. Sometimes there is nothing worth watching. Anybody been in that boat? Here's all these ghost shows, Now, we're finding this orb, watching this orb. They got all these things they're trying to figure out. I'm not talking about that kind of ghost, all right? We're not talking about Ghostbusters. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. I've shared with you, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe there is a spiritual world out there. I believe there's a world in which demons and angels reside, in which God works. But I don't believe there's these ghosts and these haunted mansions. And when I go to Disneyland, I'll go through the haunted mansion. I'll have a great time. But I don't believe in all of that. But I do believe that God has a spirit. We call it the Holy Spirit today. If you have your King James Bible, and some of you might have one of those around your house, it referred to it as the Holy Ghost. And so these last few weeks, we've been kind of looking at the Holy Ghost and what he does and how he works. And this morning, I kind of want to look at how he empowers and how he enables us with spiritual gifts to serve him and to serve one another and to serve this world. And that every believer, that all of us as believers, that when you cross that line of faith and you become a child of God, that he gives you some spiritual gifts to accomplish his will and to accomplish what he wants. And here's what the scripture says. I want to make sure, because here's what one of the issues is. Look at what the scripture says. Again, it's wind, it's breath, it's a violent exhalation. That's what the word in Hebrew means. Here's the word in Greek. A current of air, a blast of breath. Can you see? You walk outside, how do you know there's wind? We had some really strong windy days, didn't we? You see the trees move. You never see the wind, but you see the results. And this morning, what I want to talk about is one of the results of the Spirit. You can't see him. You will never visually have an opportunity to seem, but you'll feel it. You'll see it. It'll move in you. There's some gifts that he gives you, and we call these spiritual gifts. Look what the scripture says. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. If I was to ask you this morning, right here, right now, how many of you know what your spiritual gift is? How many of you could raise your hand and say, I know what my spiritual gift is? Very few, obviously. Matter of fact, a study was done, and 87% of people do not know what their spiritual gifts are. 9 out of 10 do not know what their spiritual gifts are. That how God, through his Holy Spirit, has gifted us. And that's what he's saying here. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be uninformed. If you have a King James Bible, I didn't want to use it because the word's kind of harsh. Ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant about it. God doesn't want us to be uninformed. He wants us to know about those gifts that he's given us. He wants us to know about those abilities and those talents that he's shared with us. And the Spirit has given us. And he wants us to see those and to experience those. And so what are they? I want to give you a definition. I want you to make sure you understand. This is what we're talking about this morning. Here's a definition of spiritual gifts. A spiritual gift is simply a supernatural ability given to all Christians to do God's work. It's just an ability. It's a supernatural ability that God has given all of us to serve him. To serve within the church and to serve within the greater world and the ministries of the world. It's a way to minister. It's a way to accomplish God's purposes. And every one of us have these gifts, different gifts, unique gifts. We're not all gifted the same. Again, look at what the scripture says here. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. I want you to circle some words there. Why don't you circle the word each of us? Every believer has spiritual gifts. All right? I want to make sure you get a picture in your mind. Let's pause for a minute. I want you to get a picture in your mind. You hear me say this all the time, that you've got to reach a point in your life where you tell God something like this. Here's what a believer is. Here's what a Christian is. It's not about getting baptized. It's not about walking out in a church or being raised in a Christian home. A believer is someone who at a point in their life says something like this. God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Come to my life and take control. That's what a believer is. And when you cross that spiritual line, when you cross that kind of line in the sand, what this verse says is that God's going to give you some spiritual gifts. That when the Holy Spirit that He gives you, when you cross that line that comes into your life, that's God's presence in you, He brings within him, some spiritual gifts, some abilities, some talents, some skills. Spiritual talents, spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities is what He brings. And each of us have them. So if you're a believer, you have some spiritual gifts. You might be part of that 9 out of 10 that say, I don't know what it is. But you have them. You have certain abilities, talents, and gifts spiritually that God has given us. And I want to make sure you see those and you understand those. But most of us don't know what they are. And if we know what they are, maybe you have figured it out, but you don't want to use it. You kind of hide it. I kind of tried to think of an illustration, kind of give you a picture of how I see spiritual gifts and how they maybe play out in our lives. Anybody here buy exercise equipment? Anybody? Anybody buy those exercise equipment? You know, I got one of those elliptic things in my house. I didn't buy it. It was given to me. All right. But you get these machines. They're advertised on TV. Hundreds of thousands, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for some of this stuff. I can't believe what they charge. But you get that with really good intentions, right? You know, it's like, I'm going to do this. I can do this. I can have this. I mean, you get this big picture in your mind. And then pretty soon, where does it go? If you don't garage sell it, it's in your garage, and you hide it. You know? And that's kind of like our spiritual gifts. You know, it's kind of like, well, we know we want it, but we don't know what it is. I don't know how to use it. I never can. And so we just kind of sweep it aside. You know, it's kind of like that exercise thing that sets around the house. You know, I've got this one in my office. I was really good for 6 months. Yeah, but now we've been working on the church, and I'm getting up early, I'm going down there, and it's like, I just don't have time. I haven't been on it for like 3 months. Yeah. But it's kind of like spiritual gifts. You know, we get it figured out, we want to know what it is, and we finally get it, and it's like, I don't know. So this morning, what I want to do, I kind of want to develop. And I want you to kind of understand what spiritual gifts are, and I want you to understand maybe what yours is, and get a picture of it. Look what the scripture says again. Here's what it says. Now, there are various gifts, but the same Spirit. There are various varieties of service, but the same Lord. There's varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Why don't you circle that word everyone again? All right. I'm going to drive this home. You might get me, you keep repeating yourself. I am. Everyone has gifts. Every one of us has gifts, spiritual gifts that God has given us. Everyone, they're different. We're not all the same. We all have different spiritual gifts to do different things. And God has given us those to accomplish His will, to accomplish His task. Again, I want to make sure everyone has those gifts. And they're all useful. It's not like, well, we don't need mine. We don't need yours. We need every one of the gifts. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're building our building over there, and we need every one of those talents. We need, as we built that building, we needed electricians. You know, we needed guys that could work steel. We needed guys right now who are doing carpet. You know, we needed guys who could paint. We needed people who could push a broom. You know, we're going to need people who can vacuum. We're going to need people, now I'm giving you some hints here. We're going to need people who can wash windows. Now, that might not be spiritual, but it's a talent, and we're going to help. Well, I'm going to help you use it, all right? Yeah. But see, God gives us spiritual ability, and God gives us talent. So I want to talk about spiritual abilities this morning. But again, I want to come back to that very first verse. Look at this verse again. It should be there. Now, go ahead. Go on up. Thank you. A spiritual gift is given to each of us for God's work. All right? Each of us have at least one gift. As you're sitting there, your mind might be saying, Gary, you're crazy. I don't have one. You might be sitting there saying, Gary, you're out of your mind. I don't know what it is. And that's probably true. So what I want to do this morning is we're going to look at a couple of lists in the scriptures. Matter of fact, there's 4 different lists in the scriptures. They're not all inclusive. They're kind of spread out. Then we're going to look at 2 of those. and kind of just go through them. And I want to try to help you see maybe one of these is yours, and maybe one of these is what God wants you to do, or maybe one of these is what God wants to accomplish in your life this morning. Because I want you to walk out of here kind of having a better idea of your spiritual gift and how to use it and not hide it at a garage sale or somewhere, like those exercise equipment. And so I want to see it. But before I do, I better tell you what it's not, okay? What isn't a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is not certain things. Now, if you look at your outline, it goes like this. A spiritual gift is not a natural talent, all right? A spiritual gift is not, there's natural talent. We had some singers up here this morning, and they have a natural talent to sing. And you notice there was one person not up there. Me. And you know why I wasn't up there singing with them? Not because they won't let me. That's part of it. But the other part is I can't sing. I don't have that natural talent to sing. And we all have natural talent. Some have natural, you know, some people can dance. I can't even dance, all right? You know, but we all have natural, we all have some abilities, some talents, some skills. You know, we watch baseball, you watch football. You ever watch these guys throw 90-mile-an-hour fastball? How do you throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball? You know, I can't. Now, I do have some talents. My mind is, no, I can't spell. All right, I'm going to give you that one. Some of you want to tell me I can't. Don't have to worry. I already know I can't spell. But when it comes to numbers, numbers and computers, that just comes logical to me. It just makes sense. I can figure that stuff out because that's where my talents are. And so you're sitting out there, I want to tell you, you have some natural talents. Now, those are not spiritual gifts. See, you get those when you're born. Those natural talents are born in you when you're born. But then there's spiritual gifts that when you're born again, when you're born from above, when that Holy Spirit dwells in you, you get some spiritual gifts. So as you think about spiritual gifts, don't think they're talents. Now, they may complement your talents, but they're not talents. Spiritual gifts are not only that, but they're not just given to the elite few. It's not like God sits up there in heaven to his Holy Spirit and says, you know, I like you, and you're really a shining light, so I'm going to give you these talents, and I'm not too sure about you, so you just go over here and sit in the corner, and you just kind of hang out over there. That's not how God works, all right? God doesn't just kind of pick and choose who gets talents and who doesn't. Everyone gets talents. It's not just for the elite few. You know, well, the preacher gets talents. Some of you are going, he doesn't have any talents. But preachers do get talents. And others get talents and spiritual gifts. But they're not just for the elite few. Another thing I want to make sure you understand is spiritual gifts are not for spiritual maturity. All right, it's not this sign of spiritual immaturity that, you know, well, if you have this particular gift, you know, some people have elevated some gifts and say, if you get this gift, then you are a full-fledged Christian. That when you get this talent, when you get this spiritual gift, you are a super Christian. And some elevate certain gifts. And I'm going to talk about one of those later in this message. And next week, we're going to get into a little more of it. Because it's speaking in tongues, and they elevate this up, and they say, when you do this, then you are a mature Christian. Well, spiritual gifts are not a sign of maturity. You get them when you become a child of God, and he gives them through the Holy Spirit to you. Also, I want to make sure you know, spiritual gifts are not the fruit of the Spirit, all right? That's two different things. If you want to know about the fruit of the Spirit, you might write this down, Galatians chapter 5. Some of us had a nice home group study on that already. And we examine what the fruit of the Spirit are. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You know, you can go on with those nine qualities. But that's not a gift. You know, I can't say, well, you know what? I don't have the gift of patience, so I don't need to worry about it. It won't work that way. That's a fruit. I am supposed to have all the fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Long-suffering. I'm supposed to have those nine qualities. That's not a spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is those things that God gives us that's different than the fruit. Also, as you look at your outline, spiritual gifts aren't something to fear. Anybody ever watch these TV shows or these TV preachers, and you got all these people lined up in line? I've seen this. Maybe you haven't. You know, all these people lined up in line, and the preacher walks along the line and goes, "Be still, boom, and, you know, boom," and these people are just falling down. Anybody ever see that? Am I the only one that's seen that on TV? Yeah. You know, it's like, man, these guys are weird. You know, it's like, well, spiritual gifts, you know, they may make you weird. You look at me and go, "Well, Gary's weird." Yeah, they may make you weird. But they're not to be feared. It's not, you know, well, they're odd people and they're crazy. No, don't be afraid of spiritual gifts. You know, and don't worry about those spiritual gifts. They're not weird. They're not odd. They're not crazy. It's gifts from God. So here's what spiritual gifts are: not natural talents given to the elite, signs of spiritual maturity, fruits of the Spirit, or something to fear. That's what they are not. So what are spiritual gifts? I'm going to look at two large passages that Paul wrote. They're not all inclusive. That's why there's four different scriptures. I'm going to give them to you later. But we're going to just look at two of them, two extended lists. They're not all inclusive. It's not like, well, these are all there are. That's why you got to put them all together. There's like 20. If you put them all together, line them all up, I think there's like 27 of them. And when you eliminate, because they double up and all of that. So we're going to just kind of look at two big old passages and kind of walk through what spiritual gifts are. Kind of give you an idea. So here, let's look at some of the scripture. This first one is found in the book of Romans. And this is what Paul writing to the church in Rome about spiritual gifts. And here's what he says. In his grace, now God in his grace, all right, not because you earned it, not because you deserve it, but because you have accepted him through the Holy Spirit, he brings in some gifts. It's God's grace has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with such faith. So why don't you circle that word prophecy? That's one of the gifts. Prophecy is one of the gifts. Now, I want to make sure what you understand prophecy. Prophecy is not being able to see the future. All right? That's not what he's talking about. Somebody who can predict what's going to happen. I mean, I grew up during the Gene Dixon era. Anybody remember Gene Dixon and all the predictions Gene Dixon used to make? And you know, they have all these people, you know, and we got our own gypsy here in town. You know, that's not what it's talking about. Prophecy is talking about proclaiming God's word. That God laid something on your heart that maybe in a prayer, maybe in a conversation that you just feel God wants me to say this. And that's what prophecy is. You know, preaching is prophecy today. You know, many would say what I'm doing as I share God's word with you is prophecy. What I learned in school and what we talked about in seminary and college, it's forthtelling, not foretelling. And so if you kind of get this idea that God has laid something on your heart that he wants you to tell others, you may have the gift of prophecy. That God just lays things on your heart that I need to share, I need to tell, I need to speak about these things. And so you may have the gift of prophecy. And that's what he says, do it with faith. Speak out with faith as God has given it to you. If God has given you the gift of serving others, serve them well. Now, some of you may have the gift of serving. You look around and you're walking down the street or you're seeing something and you just serve. It just comes natural. You see a need and you just want to jump right in. You see a situation or a circumstance and it's like somebody needs to do something and it's going to be me. And you just have this heart that just wants to serve and minister to someone. And maybe that's your gift that God has given you, that you just feel this heart thing draws you into some people and some situations. And you have the gift of service. He goes on, if you have the gift of serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. Some of you may be reading the Bible and you're reading God's word, and all of a sudden this thing just, man, this is really good. And you know, and you dwell on it and you study it. You know, what does the Greek say? And how does he say this? And why did he say this? And you say, you know, I got to teach this to others. You know, God's just given you a heart to share what you've read and to share what you've studied. And you can understand it and you can share it with others. You just have that gift to make it come alive. And you're a teacher. You know, and some of you may be teachers. And it's just there. And you just have this ability to explain and to share. And so maybe you have that gift of teaching. If you have the gift to encourage others, be encouraging. Now, some of you may be encouragers. Some of you may have that gift that you're just always writing somebody a note. Oh, you did a wonderful job, thank you. Or you're texting somebody, or you're emailing somebody, or you're sending a postcard to somebody. You know, happy birthday. You just have this encouraging spirit. You know, you see somebody, you just want to encourage them, and you want to motivate them, and you just want to do that. So you may have that gift of encouraging as you wrestle with this. If it's a gift giving, give generously. Some people have the gift of giving. Now, we're all supposed to give. Now, I want to show you, you know, as I go through this, we all have some of these abilities. But that's not a spiritual gift. Some have the gift, the spiritual gift of giving. They just can give generously. God has just provided for them. God has given them the resources. And God has blessed them. And they can just give generously. And and they just like giving away. They just like sharing from their abundance. And they share all that. So if you have the gift of giving, give. God has given you the leadership ability. Some of you sit around and you see some things and it's like, well, I can organize this. I can make this happen. I can put this piece here and this piece here. And if they do this and we do this. And you have this gift of leadership. And you can organize things and you can get a visual of how to put things together and make things happen. Some of you have that gift of leadership. And you can make those things happen and make those things work. Take the responsibility seriously. If you have the gift of showing kindness to others, do it, God. Some of you just have compassion. It just overflows. You see somebody and they're hurting and you just want to run up and put your arm around them and walk with them and just be with them and just comfort them. Maybe a gift of mercy would be kind of what this calls for. You know, you just have this mercy for others. And so here's some gifts, but here's the challenge. You're sitting here this morning, and it's like, well, look at all these, and it's like, I don't know. And you know, how do you figure all this out? And I read a story. The guy had a really great story. He kind of wrote out this story about how do you kind of know where you're at? So he called it his apple pie illustration. So let me kind of give you this apple pie illustration I read the other day. You're sitting at a table. And at this table, this guy brings out a pie, and he sets the pie on the table, and he sets it right on the edge of the table. And you're sitting there watching this pie sit on the edge of a table, and it's sitting in front of this gentleman. And this gentleman picks up his fork, and this pie is halfway on and halfway off the table, and he takes his fork, and he sticks it into this pie, and the pie falls right in his lap, flips right over in his lap. Now, you sit there, and you look at this. Now, if you have... And you're sitting there watching this, and you're going, what in the world was this idiot doing? I mean, couldn't he see that pie was halfway on the table and halfway? I mean, isn't he smart enough to, I mean, come on, it was as plain as day that pie was halfway on. Why didn't he notice that? You may have the gift of prophecy, and you want to tell him how it works, right? You idiot, if you would have just paid attention, you wouldn't have spilt the pie in your lap. Yeah. And you may have that gift of prophecy. It may be just, you know, just works out with you. But if you have the gift of serving, it may be this. You may see that. He spills the pie. You jump right up. You go in there. You grab a towel out of the kitchen. And you're sitting there wiping everything down and helping him clean everything up. And you're just serving. You know? And you're sitting there, you know, and it's like, well, if that's that first thought in your mind, you may have the gift of serving. You know, you just want to jump up and be there and help him. You know? Now, maybe... Let's say you have the gift of teaching. And so you sit there and you look at that and you go, now let me tell you, I'll tell you how not to have that happen again. Here's step one, push the pie back. You know, here's step two. You know, you may have the gift of teaching. You want to outline how do you not have that problem. You may have the gift of teaching with that apple pie. You know. Now maybe you have the gift of encouragement. The guy dumped the pie in his plate and you look at that and you go, oh man, I'm so sorry. You know what? I did that once. You know, that happened to me. Let me tell you, you'll be okay. Don't worry about it. And you know, we're gonna get through this okay. You know, we'll get another pie out here. And you have that gift of encouragement. You know, and you're gonna help him with that. And maybe you know, you have the gift of generosity. It's like, I'll go buy a dozen pies, forget it. Let's just get all new pies out here and we'll take care of this. And we'll fix this. And you just have that gift of generosity, and I'm going to take care of that. You know, if you have that gift of leadership, it's like, all right, we got a pie spill here. George, you go get a napkin. You do this. You do that. And you're just organizing everything, getting it going. You know, and maybe you got that gift of mercy, and it's just like, I'm going to sit here and cry with you. I'm going to put my arm around you, you poor thing. I'm so sorry for you. I'm going to just sit here and cry with you over this. You know, as I tell that illustration, maybe you see yourself. You know, what one would you be? You know, you see some guy dump a pie in his lap. What are you going to do? You know, I'll be honest with you. For me, you idiot. Why didn't you see the pie's halfway on and halfway off the table? You know, that's just my gift, you know? You know, maybe, you know, I'm sure if it was my wife, she would have jumped right up and went to cleaning everything up. Wouldn't have batted an eye. Because that's her gift. Where's your gift? You know, as you look at these, where would you be in a situation like that? Let's go on to another passage and see some more gifts. This is one's in Corinthians. Here's some other gifts. As you try to wrestle with this, here's some other gifts. A spiritual gift is given to each of us. Again, I want to make sure I keep repeating that verse over and over because I want to make sure you get it. You have a gift. Don't sit here this morning or walk out here saying, I don't have a gift. Now, you may walk out saying, I'm not sure what my gift is, but don't walk out saying, I don't have one. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. It's not just for you, it's to help others. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. You know, some people just have a gift to see things and to give good advice and to give good knowledge and to share good things with them. You know, you have a question and they can just share. You know, they can kind of put the pieces together for you. And they're just wise. They have wise abilities. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. You know, some people can just, their mind just thinks and they can just figure things out. And they just have this knowledge. And they have this special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. Now, some people have greater faith. This is one my wife and I always joke about. She has more faith in things than I do. She has more faith in God than I do. I believe in God. I believe God can do great things, but I'm going to jump right in the middle of it. You know, some people have just great faith. And maybe you have that spiritual gift of faith. I'm just going. I believe and I'm going. You just have this great faith. The same Spirit gives faith to another, to the same one the Spirit gives the gift of healing. Now, I do believe God heals. Matter of fact, it goes on, he says, gives a person perform miracles. I believe God does miracles. I believe God gives people opportunities to do healing and miracles. To another, ability to prophesy. We already looked at that one. To give someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from God, by the Spirit of God to another. See, some people can discern. You know, it's like somebody says something, they go, I know that ain't right. And they just have this gift to discern, this gift to understand. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages. Now, there is this gift of unknown languages. All right, now, just to kind of give you just a quick glimpse at it, we're going to get into it a lot next week. It's called tongues, and it goes on, there's some to interpret the tongue. And God has these gifts. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've been around it. But I'm not quite sure how it all works. And you know, in the book of Acts, I see all the foreign languages. You know, in the book of Acts, they all spoke in these different languages of the people of their time. Be like me standing up here speaking in Spanish. You know, there's just no way. I know some Spanish. Andale, andale, pronto. You know, I'm good at that. You know, I learned that when I worked at Butcher Boys when I was in college. And, you know, that's about the extent. But there is this gift. We're going to talk more about it. But don't elevate it. And he goes on, Spirit distributes all these gifts. I want to make sure you see that. He alone decides which gift each person has. You don't get to pick your spiritual gifts. You don't get to say, well, I want to be able to do... If I could pick gifts, not just spiritual gifts, I wish I could sing better. I wish I could dance. I look like the jerk when it comes to dancing. They always laugh at me when I'm up here in the front row. They give me a bad time. I hope you guys aren't watching. Watch them, not me. Yeah. But they're spiritual gifts. And God has these. And God gives them to us. And the Holy Spirit decides. You don't get the pick, and the Spirit decides what you have. And so these are just some of them. Where are you at? Do you know what yours is? Do you know what God wants you to do? And it's not just for you. It's to help others. It's to serve others. As a matter of fact, what's interesting about the one about speaking in tongues, Paul says it's the least of all gifts. And when you read about that one. But they're all useful. They all have needs. You know, in order to build our building, in order to build our church, we needed every one of those talents people had. When you get over there, I'm going to tell you, we and Ron and I and Dan and all of us, we talk about the subs on our building have been super individuals. You're going to go over there and you're going to look up around our wall, and we have round pipes for the fire suppression system. And those sheet rockers cut the circles out of that sheet rock. And when you look up there, you see perfect circles, stuccoed finish, everything looking great around that. Those guys did an awesome job. I wanted some lights moved. The electrician comes in. And it's like, I need this light to do this and this light to do that. And we get the lift in there, and he goes up there and he moves the lights all around and switches the lights on. These guys have talents. But we needed all of them. And what I'm trying to say is this, that when it comes to spiritual gifts, you have some spiritual gifts that if you don't use, the church can't do what it needs to do. God can't accomplish everything he wants to accomplish through First Baptist Church if you don't use your gifts. So if you don't know what they are, if you're hiding them, we can't do everything God wants us to accomplish. We can't be a part of everything God wants us to be a part of. So I really want you to understand, what is my spiritual gift? So I hope you circled some of these and you think about this. But how do you discern? How do you figure it out? How do I know what my gift is? So let me give you just really quick, 5 things to help you out. 5 things that will help you say, this is my gift. The first one is, study what the Bible says about that gifts. Study what it says. Okay, let me give you these passages here. You've seen 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's probably the best one to look at. You've seen Romans chapter 12. That's another good passage. Those are printed for you. But write this down, Ephesians chapter 4. I think you started about verse 12. I didn't put my notes down for that, but I think you started about verse 12. And in that 12, 13, in that area right there, he lists 3 or 4 more gifts there for us. And then also put 1 Peter 4 down, 1 Peter 4. And I think it's verse 10, starting at verse 10. Again, he lists 3 or 4 more gifts there. And so you can kind of read about these gifts and then kind of read the Bible and see, you know, if you think you have the gift of wisdom, why don't you read about a guy named Solomon in the Bible? If you think you got a gift of encouragement, why don't you read about a guy named Barnabas in the Bible? That's what his name meant. And see how he encouraged Paul and see what he did with Paul. And you want to learn about leadership and you want to learn about that. Why don't you read about a guy named David in the Scripture? And so read the Bible. If you want to know what my gift is, if you're sitting here this morning and say, I really want to know what God has called me to do, look through these lists and read these lists and ask, and then start reading the Bible and seeing how they work out and how they come alive. The second thing I put down here, ask God to show you what your gift is. Ask God, God, what is my gift? Just what is it? Ask God, where do I need to use it, God? How do I use it? And just ask God to reveal that to you. God, what is it? Where is it? How? How do I use it? And let God reveal it to you. Examine what you enjoy and do well. What is it that you enjoy doing? What is it you enjoy? And what do you do well? How does that play out? We have this thing in our church. We call it SHAPE. This kind of fits there. We talk about this all. Your spiritual gifts, your heart, your ability, your personality, and your experiences. That's how God wants to use you. And one of them is your spiritual gifts. But what do you enjoy? Those experiences. Your personality. What are the things you enjoy? You enjoy being a part of. You enjoy plugging in. If you enjoy kids, maybe you need to pray about, do I have the gift of teaching children? If you enjoy teenagers, maybe God has given you a gift to teach, and God lays things on your heart. Or maybe you're an encourager, and maybe God has given you that gift, and you need to be an encourager. How about you can take some spiritual gifts tests? There's some tests. I put 2 here on your paper. These are on the internet. If you're just interested, you can go sign on the internet and you can take these surveys. And you just click some boxes and it'll tell you at the end, it'll tell you what they think your gifts are. And so these were just 2 that I found on the internet that I thought were really interesting. And so you can plug into those 2 and say, well, hey, where do I fit? And it kind of analyzes all these gifts we've been talking about and how you use it. And then finally, do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. My thing is this, jump in and do it. If you think you have it, if you're interested in doing it, try. I have a statement I've said in this church for all these years. It goes like this. It's okay to quit. It's okay to fail, but it's not okay not to try. It's okay to quit. It's okay to fail, but it's not okay not to try. You got to try. Yeah. There's things I've tried that I won't do again. Laura and I were talking about riding the train to go see our son in Kentucky. Well, I rode the train from Jennifer's house down here. I told you, I am not riding a train again, all right? I tried it. I tried it once. I told you, I got on that train. It's like, this is going to be fun. I'm going to get to relax. I'm going to get to take it easy. Nothing to bother me. I can sit here, plug my headphones in, and get on the Wi-Fi, you know, and just enjoy. 2 hours after I'm on the train, I'm getting up, walking around. This is going to kill me. How can I get off this thing? I mean, I was going, it's like, this is not for me, yeah? And walking around, you know, finally found a place to eat. And, yeah. So it's okay to quit. It's okay to fail, but you got to try. What is it that God has laid on you? Is there something you just feel, you know, I want to try? I bet if you talk to somebody that get up here and sing up here, we got a half a dozen people singing every week. There's more that serve on the team. Someone would say, I would never thought I'd do it. I never thought I'd be up here singing. I never thought I'd be in front. But they tried it. They had this gift of singing, that natural talent. Not that spiritual, but they had that gift of singing. And then God used it in a spiritual way to bless others' lives. Maybe that's not your gift, but I'm going to tell you, we need people over here running the PowerPoints and running the board. And, you know, it takes somebody, you know, it's not a matter of, well, let's just push these things up and down. You got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, it gets really loud in here. So what is your gift? How is God using you? Look at this last passage as we wrap up this morning. God has given each of us a gift for his great variety of spiritual gifts. There's a variety. They're all useful. Use them well to serve one another. You're to serve what? It's not about you. If the gift brings identity to you, then there's a problem. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. The spiritual gifts are not about you. It's about God's glory. You know, if I got up here and worried about making a mistake, I would never get up. If I worried about having spelling mistakes up here, I'd never type a thing. See, I need readers and people who correct me to keep me in line because I can't spell. If I worried about that, I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to ask you, what are you willing to go for? What are you willing to do for God? For God's glory? God has given you spiritual gifts and spiritual abilities, spiritual talents. You have some natural ones. If I talk about your natural, some of you could identify, I'm just naturally good at da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It just comes natural to me. Well, I want to tell you, you have spiritual gifts that God has given you. And you're just as good and just as well with those as you are with your natural ones. But will you use them for God's glory? Will you use them to serve God? What has God called you to do? Every one of us has a gift. So as you walk out, I give you some ideas this morning. Which one are you? How can you serve and will you serve God? At the bottom, I put it this way. My spiritual gifts are, what are your spiritual gifts? What do you think it is? Take a minute. Put something down. I want you to just take a moment and think about it. What is it? I gave you a whole list. There's probably about 15 things I gave you already. Is there one that just seems natural to you? That you know, it's like, it just makes sense. Now see, if somebody told me when I became a Christian that I was going to be a preacher, I would have told them they're crazy. I hated to get in front of people. No way. I remember doing a speech in sixth grade. That was the worst experience in my life. Now, I don't care. I don't care. God says, hey, Gary, here. I'm working on a new series of messages called Marriage. Now, you need to know, my marriage isn't perfect, but I do have a marriage. And I'm going to preach on marriage. You know, I'm still learning. You know, one of my points is this, and here's one of my sermons, all right? I'll give you a hint on one of the titles right now. Speak Blessings. It kind of goes along with the idea, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So I'm writing a sermon series on Speak Blessings, one of my sermons. You know, how do you have a marriage work? I'm still working at it, all right? But I feel that's what God wants. God is so good. How will God use you? How will you allow God to use you? Are you some exercise equipment that we've just kind of tucked away on the side, that you got your little gift and you're not sure, but you're kind of hiding it? You kind of tucked it away. You kind of pushed it away. Maybe you don't know. Well, here's some ideas. Will you serve him with your gift? Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you that not only do you give us eternal life, but you give us spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities and talents to accomplish your will here on earth, to serve in a church and to serve in our community, to make a difference in our families. Lord, that you've equipped us through your Spirit with spiritual gifts and abilities and talents. I thank you, Lord, that you reveal them to us, that you show them to us. You know, as I'm praying this morning, our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Maybe as you're sitting here, you're going, you know what? I just don't know what it is, but I want to know. I really want to know what God wants to put within me. Would you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. If you just say, God, I want to know what you want me to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Maybe you know what yours is, but you've been hiding it. And you just kind of tuck it away, and you just kind of don't want anybody to know that. I can do this, but I just don't want them to know. But you want me to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? Just say, yeah, you know, I have that. Thank you. I see it. Thank you. Lord, for these who've lifted up their arm, that they raised their hand to you, they've said yes to you, Lord, for eternal life, but now they're saying yes, that they want to know their gift, that spirit that you placed in their heart, Lord, that you've given them at that moment of salvation. Reveal to them your will and your way, Lord. They're saying yes. Show them and tell them what it is that you've placed within them. Reveal your will and those gifts and those talents and those abilities. Lord, for those of us who've tucked them away and for those who've hidden them, Lord, compel us and encourage us to bring them to the light, to use them to accomplish your purpose and your will, to let your church be a church that touches lives, because all are serving as you've placed them. Lord, we're your people. We're your people here in Salida. Use us in a mighty way that we may be a lighthouse to the good news of Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.